Every so often, a guy comes out of the woodwork, has been fishing forever, and all of a sudden hits the big lick. And with me today is Alan Glasgow. And Alan, I guess the first thing we got to talk about is the big win at Santee Cooper.
Huge win.
Well, you know, you look at this thing, and from a standpoint of winning an Everstar, you know, I think that's, you know, one of the steps to make it to the tour. And you went down to Santee Cooper, of course, and fished Lake Moultrie, and really found a big string of fish and were able to stay on them for all the days of the event. And come out with the victory, and that's got to kind of change your livelihood a little bit.
Oh, yeah, it makes you look at things different, and definitely want to participate and fish harder for the next upcoming event. So that's the biggest role that's done for me right now.
Well, you know, you're from Alabama, and you fish down there. I know you're around Logan Martin down in that area, but probably get to fish a lot of the Alabama lakes. But, you know, you look back at Santee, did it fish a lot like your Alabama waters?
Yeah, Santee did. Lake Moultrie did. It fished a lot like a lake. Close to where I was from, where the Bassmaster was even participating down at Lay Lake, which was in Shelby County. It had a lot to do with the way I fished at Moultrie.
Well, you know, I live in Illinois, and most guys that live in Illinois don't know what county they live in, but I know the farther south I go, everybody knows what county they're from. I kind of get a kick out of that a little bit.
Well, you know, we're just a smaller place, so we just like to keep it close to home.
Well, you definitely do that. Now, let's talk a little bit about what Everstarts do for you. And I think this is your first year of fishing Everstarts, and with that big win, of course, that launches you up to be able to do some other things. But, you know, when you're starting out and you're thinking about going out and fishing this thing, I mean, what went through your mind?
Oh, just in general, just, you know, first year jitters, I guess. I was personally just trying to go out and just get familiar with lakes. I actually tried to go as a no boater on my first year to try to learn some of this, and I'd qualified under the boater category, so I couldn't change to an old boater, so I had to go with a boater. And like I said, this the first year was, you know, financially you worry about everything, and then you go out there and you have a win, so it kind of takes your mind off of it. But the first year was just a goal to learn and see what you can achieve the first year out there.
Well, you know, you fish at home, you fish a lot of local events, I'm sure, and when you get out there and now you're going to go out and try to fish against guys from across the country and the Everstarts, I mean, the intimidation factor has to be high, but you also got to think, hey, I'm pretty good, I think I can catch a few fish, and you've proven that with this win at Santee.
You got to go in there with that mindset. I mean, otherwise you're just wasting $750. I mean, that's the way, I mean, I think the guys that pay that entry fee, that's the philosophy they go in. Everybody has a chance to win. You know, it's fishing, and you know, it's harder to beat the guys that get to fish every day and spend the time on the water, but you have to go out, and you have to go there with that mindset of you're going to go there and do the best you can no matter what the conditions are and what you're up against. And that's all I was trying to do. You know, at home, yeah, I can compete with our local guys on a level just as good, but there's more competition, I believe, on a local standpoint than there is when you're doing a traveling event like this because, you know, everybody's not as familiar with that body of water as much as your local tournaments are. So pretty much anybody has a chance out there, I believe.
You know, you talk about the travel, and I think that's something that maybe a lot of guys don't recognize is the amount of travel you have to do. Even fishing the Everstarts, there's a lot of behind-the-wheel time, isn't there?
Oh, yes, sir. I mean, you know, if you get to go to, you know, your first two events, well, for this year, for me, I mean, the last two events are in Alabama. And, you know, if you make the championship, it's in Alabama, too. So there's a big plus factor for me there. But, I mean, you take Okeechobee, for instance. It took me like 11 hours to get there. So, you know, you just can't go down there for the weekend and spend, you know, a day on the water and have to turn and drive back. And, you know, you have to go down there the weakest at times. And, yeah, that's just a lot of travel. I mean, today we're traveling. I'm pulled over in Phoenix City, Alabama right now heading to Eufaula. So it's just a every weekend deal now for me to stay on the lake, stay close to home, and try to do better try to get in the top four, or for that matter, the top 10, or try to make it to the next step.
Well, you know, you look at this thing, Everstarts, of course, is a springboard to the tour. If you do well enough in the Everstarts and you get a chance to fish the FLW Tour, which everybody's kind of their dream, but, you know, you look at this thing, are you going to be able to, you know, financially afford, are you going to be able to go out there and say, okay, I made the tour, now I'm going to fish it. Is that your aspiration?
That's what you want to do, but, you know, it's so expensive. I mean, this event, the Everstar, you know, if I hadn't won that this year, you know, that's just a big incentive for me to continue on now if that money is there to fish with. But, I mean, you know, you're out $3,000 in entry fees on the Everstar. If you go to the FLW, you know, this year the entry fees are like $18,800 just to fish tournaments. And then the time you spend gas and expenses hotels and so forth, you know, you're looking at probably $32,000 a year just to fish. And if you don't bring in that kind of, it's tough to do. So, you know, it's a thing you gotta look at, and you hope to be able to do. That's, I'm pretty sure the goal is to try to get to that level. But you know, you look at it also, if you make it to the FLW or the BASS, you know, the FLW, for instance, top 50 places, $10,000 guaranteed for 50th place. So you gotta look at it on that point of it too. You know, if you can get some help anywhere on there, if you ever do in the top 50, you can get pretty good.
Well, you know, you look at that amount of money that you won at Santee, and when your entry fees and the way you've explained it here, goes away pretty quickly, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it just, you know, it helps out, you know, unreal. And then I was just glad to be a part of that. But, you know, now you just fish. And I haven't really got a lot of pressure on me as far as you've got to really do good. But, you know, that's what I want to do, trying to make the next level. But as far as the finances go, that burden's relieved now.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the type of fisherman you are. I know you're from the central part of Alabama. You know, you probably got certain techniques you like to do better than others. What are some of those things?
Yeah, right here where I'm at, I mean, I can, from the house, I can be on the Coosa River flows. You know, you can be on any river in the Coosa River within an hour. So I'm real fortunate to live where I live, to be able to fish as many different bodies of water as I can. So it takes a lot off of it when you go to different places that you're not familiar with at all.
What are some of the techniques you like to use?
Here, I personally I fish shallow year-round. So, you know, most of the lakes here that we're on, you can do that year-round. And that's just a, I don't know, I just feel stronger when I can do that. Fishing the cover that you can see versus the cover you can't see. There's fish that live shallow year-round, I believe. So I stay, you know, if I've got a flipping pole in the hand, I feel real comfortable with that technique. You know, any type of spinner bait or any type of shallow water crankbait, just any type of visible structure is what I like to fish. Grass, I love to fish grass, so that's what I take every grass lake we could go to. But
seems like fishing is better at the grass lakes. When you go to those grass lakes, it seems like fishing's always better, isn't it?
It's you know, especially in Alabama. I mean, you look at Gunnersville with the mill pool up there, and you know, anytime you have that type of structure for the fish to really get in and hide, and it helps out. It's just tremendous. And what little I found at Santee Cooper, it seemed to hold the same quality of fish that was just like in Alabama.
Well, you know, I had the opportunity last week to go down to Gunnersville and fish for a week, and really got to look at that lake. It's one of the most beautiful lakes I've ever been to. But I threw a Senko a lot, and really, to be honest with you, it is a fish catching bait. It's probably, you know, above and beyond a lot of baits that you'll throw, but it drives me crazy to throw a Senko. Now, do you throw a Senko at all?
No, sure. I flip a Senko some, but it's, you know, it's weighted, so you're able to fish it a lot faster. I threw it at Santee some, but I'm just not a real, you know, the dead sticking, as they call it. It's just not me. I fish too fast, and you know, I can slow down, but you really got to slow down to fish the Senko bait there. Just unreal flow.
Well, it was funny, you know, we fished and we had, you know, high skies a couple of days, and we had real cold wind and that kind of thing, and I'm sure you run into that in the spring down there a lot. And, you know, it was one of those things, light line, you know, throwing the bait, letting it really do just its own thing, let it fall, do those kind of things. And it's very difficult bait to fish. And the guys that fish it well love it. I mean, they fish it all the time. But, you know, I'm more of a power fisherman like you. And I think it's kind of neat to see that, you know, guys that have got a special way that they fish. And it sounds to me like you're kind of a power fisherman.
I love to do it. I mean, I take the Senko and flip it, but it's going to have a, you know, an ounce and a half to a 1 ounce weight on it. It's going to be penetrating something. But if it's not there, even just anything, you know, the Senko bait works, you can put a quarter ounce weight on it, just fish it a lot faster than you could any other thing. But yeah, I just seem to have a 7-6 rod in the hand and see what I can do with three of them laid out on the deck and hope for the best.
Well, you take that big flipping stick out and go after them. But Alan, I tell you what, it's really been good talking to you here at Bass Fan Army Radio. And it's neat to see these guys. You know, there's so many young guys coming out and really doing well, and you're one of those guys. Keep up the good work, and good luck the rest of the year.
I appreciate it a lot.
Well, I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Army Radio.